The brutal war in Bosnia ended some 19 years ago, but at the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague, the conflict is still being dissected in detail. Today at the court, the war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic entered a new phase. Mladic started presenting his own defense in the case. Prosecutors wrapped up their case a few months ago. Mladic faces charges of being the mastermind behind a series of atrocities, including a campaign to shoot civilians and terrorize the residents of the Bosnian capital, Sarajevo. Our partners at the BBC had their veteran journalist Jeremy Bowen reporting from Sarajevo in the 1990s, and he served as a witness during this lengthy trial of Ratko Mladic.
Mladic was the military commander of the Bosnian Serbs. He was a man who was pretty much, whenever I saw him, he was on the just next to Radovan Karadzic, the political leader. And he had a fearsome reputation as he was a professional soldier. And he was someone who was seen to be the guy behind their military campaign, including things like the siege of Sarajevo. The indictment itself is quite a thick volume. It runs into more than 100 pages. Genocide, crimes against humanity, you name it, really. They really threw the book at him.
Can you just situate us where things are with this trial in The Hague?
Well, where they've got to is that they have finished now the prosecution case and he's opened his defense. But it might take another couple of years. These things take a very long time.
You, interestingly, have been called up as a witness for the trial several times. What are you testifying about exactly?
I've testified four times at the former Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal over the last, well, more than 10 years. I've testified in a case against Mladic, Karadzic, and also against two sets of Bosnian Croat warlords. And in the case of Mladic, I've been testifying about the situation inside Sarajevo, about the siege, about the shelling of civilians, about the things that I saw at the time, which are a case against him.
Was Mladic in the courtroom when you were testifying? Did you actually
Absolutely,
make
it? Absolutely, yeah. No, he's there. He's Mladic is there on the other side of the room. And, you know, every time I've been there, it's a long process. It's several days in the witness box. No, Mladic is there. I mean, when I testified against Karadzic, Karadzic was cross-examining me. He was asking a question.
Wow. In the case of Mladic, what do you think was the most damning evidence you presented? And did you actually see Ratko Mladic's reaction after you spoke?
But yeah, he was scoffing and making disbelieving-looking faces. I was at a funeral of two children who'd been killed by Bosnian Serb gunmen on their way out of the city. And they're brought back into the city, and then the funeral itself was shelled, and the mother of one of the children was badly hurt. I saw all of that. And that was a lot of the time I was there was taken up with that particular case.
How hard was it for you to come to a decision on whether you, as an ostensibly impartial journalist, should appear as a witness at his trial?
Well, I'm not ostensibly impartial. I am impartial, but I didn't have to think more than a couple of seconds because I never testified anything I didn't report at the time. I wasn't coming out with any secrets. Everything was already in the public domain. I was absolutely fine about it, about appearing in a court of law and testifying, because I feel that it's our duty in a sense. I saw many victims, many dead bodies, piles of dead bodies, dead kids, kids whose parents had been killed. And I think that in a way it does give them a bit of redress. Plus, the whole business about being a reporter in a conflict zone, and I've been a BBC foreign correspondent for Gedeon for 30 years. I've worked in scores of countries, 17 or 18 wars. And my feeling is that what we do is very intrusive. But one of the ways in which I think it makes it justifiable is to, if called upon, to tell the truth about what happened and what you saw.
Given what you knew about Ratko Mladic during the war and the man you've seen in The Hague, what has the trial done to him?
He's an old man. He was in hiding for a long time, and he's not in the best of health. He was quite a vigorous guy when I used to see him quite often in Bosnia more than 20 years ago. Now he's diminished by age, but he certainly seems to be compos mentis, and he's following what's going on.
The BBC's Jeremy Bowen, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.